Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, just let me and Krista know what's going on and we will help you out.
Yes, we have a doctorate in this degree.
We do now because we've been doing Breaking Bad News for a couple of years now.
Yes.
And we're on this morning with Frankie, and this is a little different. Good morning, Frankie.
Morning.
So this is called Breaking Bad News, but you're not really going to break bad news, hopefully, for you and your sake today to your best friend, Sarah, but you are going to call her today, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's get the lowdown.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking. Sarah and I have been friends for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
We've been friends. And, the thing is, I don't know how we ended up friends. I was trying.
Of course.
Trying to date her.
Yeah. That happens to every guy out there.
Friend zoned.
Yeah.
I hadn't really made any effort to get out of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. So you were.
She was always dating somebody like before I got a chance to. Say anything. She was always on the next one. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm. All right.
I never really had an opening. And then after this last breakup that she went through, it's been pretty bad. So, I want to just let her know how I feel.
All right. Well, is she a serial dater or is she just meeting guys all the time? Or?
Yeah, she's a serial dater.
All right. And you want that in your life. You're like, dude, I'm in. Welcome. Let's get it going on.
I want to be one of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
All right, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, I do.
Do you know how you made it to Friendsville? You were just out for a nice drive and you took a left and all of a sudden you're in Friendsville. You can't get out. I mean, did she say?
It was one of those things where before I knew it, I was there. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know how or why.
Uh huh.
You know, and then once I realized I was there, I didn't want to push anything.
Sure.
You know, try making, like, if I made a left turn, I didn't, I just figured I'd stay on the road. I figured eventually I'd get where I wanted to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does she say those motivational things like, oh my God, I love you like a brother. Like you're my brother.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That's the best when you're trying to get with a girl.
She says stuff like we get along. Like I remember one time she was like, oh, I was trying to find like, I'm always trying to find like a guy like you. And it was all like, I should have been like, oh, well, I'm right here.
Right.
I didn't say that. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I am.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So what made you change your mind, Frankie? Why all of a sudden do you want to just, because you're going to basically give her an ultimatum that you're going to be, you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend or nothing, right? Is that what that's what your email said here. So.
Yes.
So what?
Well, no, just after this last time, we've been spending time, just hanging out a lot more than we usually do.
Yeah.
I think maybe this might be the time, because usually by now it's been like 3 weeks, so usually by now she'd be dating somebody else.
Wow.
She's not.
Well, she's quick. You know?
She's
smoking hot. I mean, guys just waiting in line, like just waiting.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's smoking. She's really good.
Oof.
Doesn't even have words.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are you nervous, Frankie?
I'm really nervous.
All right.
I'm hopeful, but I'm, yeah.
All right, Frankie, here's what we're going to do on Breaking Bad News. We're going to mute our phone line, so Sarah will not be able to hear a word that we say. You'll hear us in the background maybe, but she will not hear us. We're going to let you be on the phone call with just her at first, and then if we need to come in near the end of the call and help you out or something, we will, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we're going to dial, and you're going to talk to Sarah, and you're going to give it a go. Have you already rehearsed what you're going to say to her?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, good. All right, yeah. Throwing it all in.
Very good.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, sir? How you doing?
Shot it.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling. I was just calling to see how you're doing.
I'm good.
I don't know. See, maybe if you, wanted to hang out later, but before we wanted to go hang out, I kind of like wanted to talk to you before we went to go, hang out,
He sounds nervous.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I'm fine.
This is the fourth time.
Well, you're talking really fast. Like, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm a little nervous, I guess.
What are you nervous about, dude? Come on. What are you talking about?
Here's the thing. I kind of wanted to talk to you about like hanging, because you know, like we hang out and we're always like hanging out, and that's cool. You know, like it's cool to hang out. You know.
Well, he is not doing
like
good.
hanging out's good. You know, when we hang out.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, you know, like maybe we could do, like, I don't know, like maybe, like we should or we could, like, if you know, if you'd like maybe, like we could hang out more, or like more like hang out different, you know, like
very unclear,
like not normal, like you know when you hang out with somebody and you're really cool, but then like
I don't even know what you're saying. I feel like we hang out almost every day. Like, of course, like we, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We hung out yesterday and the day before. Like, yeah, let's hang out.
Yeah. No, I know. But, you know, that's different than what I'm talking about now. Like, I'm talking about, like, if you wanted, like, if you're driving and you're driving, like, 15 miles an hour, and your car is, like, in like, first gear, and then you, like, you put the car in, like, you know, like second gear is what I'm saying, I guess, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like going maybe like faster or
can
something.
You just say what you mean? I'm really not following you right now. You're acting weird.
Well, it's been a couple weeks. I've been thinking about this a lot, you know, and like
he's nervous,
you know, you know, like, yeah, like we hang out and stuff, which is cool,
right?
And every time we usually hang out, and you know, it's we hang out a lot, like especially when you break up with somebody. You know, like we've been hanging out like a lot lately. Like every time you break up with somebody,
if
we get to hang out more. So I was wondering if not that I would want to break up, but maybe we could like date and not break
that
up.
I want to,
you know what
up.
I mean? Like,
wait,
like you and me.
What? Who's breaking up?
No,
nobody's breaking up. No. Well, you're right. Broken up now. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
you're broken up, but yeah, not, yeah. Like maybe you don't have to be broken up. Like if you were dating me,
there we are.
Could date and then not break up.
He got it. He finally got there.
Oh. Wait. So you know? Want us to date and not be friends? Like you want to like hang out like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I mean, we already. You know, especially now we do it, you know, we do it so much. I mean, why not do it more, you know?
Oh my God. This is so cute. Like you're so nervous. I was like, what the f*** is wrong with you? Why? Is that why you're so nervous?
Yes.
Well, kind of, really.
Can you do me a favor and act yourself right now, because I feel like I'm talking to a completely different person, and honestly, like, I would love to hang out with you, but I don't want to hang out with this crazy version of you. Like, why are you nervous to talk to me?
Well, you know, it's just something, you know, like, you know, I guess, you know, because I've been thinking about it for a long time, like, probably, like, since we first met.
I think she said yes.
I never really had a chance to say anything, you know? So, like, maybe I wouldn't have been so nervous if it hadn't been, you know, like, so long. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I've definitely thought about the possibility of you and I hanging out like that, but I just never really got that vibe from you. And, I mean, I've been dating other people, and it didn't ever seem to bother you or whatever, but, I mean...
I think she's saying yes.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird to think about, right? I mean, it's you. It's like so you. Like to think of us like in a romantic relationship, it's kind of like...
We're going
to
break in here. Hi, good morning. Is this Sarah?
Hello.
Sarah?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
Hey.
Wait. Hello? Who is this?
This is Marco and Krista. You're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now.
What?
Yeah,
lucky girl.
We're with Frankie here because he wanted to basically, you know, take
Don't
it to the
nervous,
next level.
Marco. Don't yeah, be nervous, Marco. Don't be nervous.
Frankie made me nervous.
Don't
now.
Be nervous.
Yeah, so he's been friends with you. He's always wanted to not be friends with you, but mm-hmm. he now is saying to us, I'm going to go for it today. I'm going to ask the girl of my dreams out. And it sounds Aww. Like you that you thought about it and that mm-hmm. you might like him back.
I mean, first of all, I don't know what's happening right now. I just feel like I got hit by a truck.
Well, it's because you're on the radio or because Frankie's calling and wants to be your boyfriend? Which one is
put- All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it. Okay. It is a lot to take in. It is a lot to take in. But what's your first thought? Your first thought is, other than being on the radio and being blindsided.
My first thought was that he was acting really weird and like a psycho.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. I'm glad that he finally said something, I guess. I mean.
So yeah. would you date him?
I'm open to the idea. I mean,
okay,
he's
good.
A cool guy. I just don't know. I mean, I like him and we have a great time together for sure. It's just, I mean. We just have to like go out on a date and like consider
try it
to
out.
Do that first. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to just be like, oh yeah, you're my boyfriend. Like
right? No, yeah, right? No. Go on a date. See what? Here's what we're gonna do. Actually, we're gonna pay for you guys to go out somewhere here in Madison. We'll take care of the entire bill. We do that on second date update anyway. So this we'll treat you guys out to a nice place. You go and you start over, Frankie, and see if you can woo Sarah. She sounds like she's into it a little bit.
Oh, okay, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
look at that.
Yeah, and hopefully you won't be on a second date update. Maybe you'll just, you know.
Just keep dating.
Live happily ever after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. BFFs.
Yeah, hopefully we don't break up.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah, you said that earlier.
Yeah.
All right, well, good news. We're going to let you guys take the rest of this off the air, and maybe we made a love connection.
Thank you, Chuck Woolery.
All righty. There's a silence from both parties there. That's good.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
And now, nearly impossible trivia.
Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, 321-0931 is our phone number. Here is the question for nearly impossible trivia. According to the American Psychological Association, half of all children say this is the most annoying thing that their parents do. So they asked a bunch of children what the most annoying thing that their parents do. And according to their research, this is something that over half of them say that you do that annoys them, your children. 321-0931. If you can get that right now, we will give you tickets to go to Noah's Ark Water Park in the Wisconsin Dells. We have a family 4-pack of tickets to go to Noah's Ark, which is a great facility. I've been there a few
Super
times.
Fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if you're a parent, you know, you probably do stuff that annoys your kids.
Of course.
There's a lot to choose from.
That's why they're here.
But you know what? In the same token, they need to be, you know, if you're annoying your kids, you know, you're probably doing your job as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they say. Half of all children say this is the most annoying thing that their parents do. Let's get to Alex this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
What do you think most kids say that this is the most thing that annoys them about their parents?
I want to say that it's when they sit on the phone.
Oh, man. Hours at a time. Mm-hmm.
No. No, that's a good guess. That's not it. But keep in mind, this is what the children say that annoys them, that their parents do. So not what the kids do, what the parents do. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think the kids say annoys them the most about their parents?
Cleaning.
Oh, when the parents make them clean?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I hated that as a kid. Hey, it's cleaning day. Nope, I'm out. That's a good guess. That's not right, though, but you can call back as many times as you want for nearly impossible trivia, okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, yep. According to the American Psychological Association, half of all children say this is the most annoying thing that their parents do. Good morning. Hey, is this Sophie?
Yep.
Hey, Sophie, what do you think the answer is?
Dance.
When their parents dance.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Good guess,
no,
but
honey,
not right.
Thank
that is
you.
Super embarrassing. By the way, you can call back as much as you want. Yeah, kids always get embarrassed about that. Hi, mm-hmm. Good morning. Is this Sarah?
Good morning.
Hey, Hi. So what do you think children say the most annoying thing that their parents do is?
I'm going to say post about them on social media.
Oh, the old social media post. Good guess. Not right, though.
Okay, thanks.
Yep,
thank
you can
you.
Try back as many times as you want a nearly impossible trivia because we want you to win. Is this Jackie?
Yes, it
is. Hey, Jackie, what do you think kids say is the most annoying thing about their parents or what they do?
Refusing to admit, like, when they're wrong or that they're wrong.
Wow. Yeah, you know, when parents just don't say they're wrong, it's a bad thing.
Hmm.
You ever do that, Krista? You ever just not admit when you're wrong?
All the time, dude. All the time. Well, congratulations. That's correct.
Yeah, 100%
awesome. Thank
correct.
You.
Yeah, nice job. Very good. So we got four tickets to go hang out at Noah's Ark Water Park. It's in the Wisconsin Dells. It'll be super awesome, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Hang on a second, okay?
Yep.
All right, very good. So, yeah, the answer is when parents refuse to admit they're wrong. If you didn't win, don't worry. Listen, starting at 7:30 this morning, Aaron is going to be our producer, is going to be the Shopko parking lot on the near the Easttown Mall. We have Dell's season opener tickets. So you can save lots of money, hundreds of dollars, by the way, to the Dell season opener. Everybody wants the passes. All you have to do is drive up. You don't have to get out of your car this morning. We're going to let you own the summer with Marco and Krista. So starting at 7:30 this morning, be at the Shopko parking lot near the Easttown Mall. We will just give you Dell's season opener tickets because we love you and we want you to own the summer and we want you to listen to us.
Sound good?
All right. Love good. It. It's Marco it. And Krista. It's 93.1 Jam.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.